Okay. So we were in the middle of the Rambam's Pirushim Mishnayos, where he talks about the Yesod HaShishi, which is Nevuah. And he seems to describe it as a capacity of the human being, which can be attained when the person achieves a greatness in his character, greatness in their intellect, etc. And he says, Yidabekos HaSeichel HaNoishi B'Seichel HaPoyel, the human intellect will cleave to the Seichel HaPoyel. That was a word, a term, which is not clear exactly what it means, to me at least, not clear, but Seichel HaPoyel, the active intellect, some higher level of the intellect, which is a little beyond where the human IQ can reach, so to speak. V'netzal Alav, where am I? Yeah, Atzilus Nichbad, and there is influenced upon him, upon this person a tremendous outpouring. The Elohim Hanavim, and these are the prophets. Zuya Nevuah v'Zuya Nyana. That is basically prophecy, and this is its idea. By the way, I'm sure this is a common mistake. But I generally ask people, please tell me what is prophecy. Average person will say, "Oh, telling the future." Not necessarily. Right, it's knowing a truth, but the truth may be about the present. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, a lot of his nevuah was about the past. How he knew about? I mean, he was told all about. He told us, Adam, Chava, and so on and so forth. He said it's all about the past. Sometimes nevuah might be just to inform someone of an idea, of a concept. Right, not all nevuah is supposed to be given over necessarily, as we will see. Right, famously, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe. Lamor, right? Had it not said Lamor, he couldn't have said it over, as the Gemara in Yuma says. So Nevuah, and the Rambam indeed doesn't mention this as an essential component of Nevuah, that he knows the future or anything like that. Ubir Yesoid Zal Buriyav, Yarech Me'od. Vain Kavanasein Ulahavi Moifes Al Kol Yesoid Mehem. So obviously, to explain this particular ikar would be very lengthy, and my intent is not to bring proofs for everything. And to explain also exactly how it is understood, how the Navi understands Nevuah. Zui zeu gam klal chochma kulam. That really is part of the whole idea of what is wisdom and knowledge. Aval ez karader sipu bilvad. I only mention it to narrate that what happens. When we cry out Torah me'idim al nevuas neviim harbe, and the psukim of the Torah obviously attest to the prophecy of many, many prophets. Okay, so let's have a look at how also this happens to be an ikar, which is also mentioned, Rabbi Yosef Elbo. Yizbarim kolzek yadvarim anirutzim etzal Hashem yizbarach iyef shashi yivadu kulam b'shum tzad im loy baratzon eloki b'shefa meyuchad mushma mimenu l'davar hazeh bilvad. He says it is clear that you cannot really understand the details of what Hashem wants unless you actually have nevuah. As even if you come up with the idea, as many societies have, that it's wrong to murder, to steal, etc., but the details, the parameters, the punishments, the whole everything, even on the most basic moral things, you really need to have some type of revelation for that. And this is the essence of Nevuah, that it is an outpouring of influence from Hashem on the power of human speech, either through the power of the imagination, meaning not that he's imagining the Nevuah, but Hashem is putting images into his mind. So, Ma'ata ro'eh Yirmiyahu. What do you see, Yirmiyahu, Hashem says? And he says, Sir nafuach ani ro'eh. I see a boiling cauldron, or piv tzafona, facing the north, right? So Hashem has planted this image in the mind of Yirmiyahu, and he explains to him what it actually means, mitzafon, tiposa haro'ah, and so on and so forth, right? Right, ve'im zuloso, or it could be, it could come to him through another means. Modi'al al yedei malach, either through an angel, or buzulosoi, or in other some other way. Dvorim or inyanin ein beteva ha'adam she'eda ma'atzmo, things that it's not in the nature of a person to know himself. Ve'ze'im lihisharsoi, ve'im lihisharei zulosoi, El Mul Hatzlacha, and this is l'hayashroiso, to straighten or to improve this person, v'im l'yishara zolasa, or to improve others. El Mul Hatzlacha, to attain the success, k'dei l'agia anashim el ha'tachlis ha'enoshi, so people shall achieve the goal. Here he is saying that the purpose of Nevuah basically is to make people yesharim. This we'll see later is actually explicit in the Gemara in the Dorim, right? That is to say, there's one purpose to Nevuah, which is to have people become better people, become avdei Hashem, and to straighten people on the path. He's saying really two things. A is to inform us of Rotzen Hashem, which that would be the Toras Moshe, and B, to keep us on the straight and narrow, that would be everyone else. So have a look at the Gemara Nedorim, we'll skip there. Nedor Chaf Beis. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Omar. Biyadua sh'avonoisav merubim mizchuyoisav sh'nema bal chema rav pesha. Okay, that's irrelevant. Amar rav ara barab chanina. Il malei chatu Yisrael, if not for the fact that the Jews had sinned, lo nitin lohem eila chamishichum sh'aytore v'seifi Yeshua bilvad. Had the Jews never sinned, we would have got six books. Chumash and Yeshua. She'ercha she'ert Yisrael, because Yeshua contains the values, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. My timer, kibarov chochma rov kas. The abundance of wisdom is because there was an abundance of anger. Meaning, so he's basically saying this, that you wouldn't have needed any Nevi'im at all. Had we never sinned, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us the Chumash, which means basically he told us what to do, and that's it. And then the Sefer Yeshua, because you need to know where the Shvatim are in Eretz Yisrael and the exact borders and so on and so forth. All the rest of the Nevi'im is not to be Mechadesh one idea. It is all only to keep us keeping the Torah of Moshe. The second last Pasuk of all the Nevi'im in Malachi is Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, which pretty much encapsulates the whole thing. This is very different, obviously, from, for example, Christians and Muslims, who would say that here the purpose of the Nevi'im is to keep telling you new stuff, right? And it's like, which is strange, because then the last posuk should be, listen, just keep your ears open, there could be some further announcements, right? But no, Zichra Toras Moshe Avdi, right? It's not like a... You know, so that's an important distinction. We see that the primary Nevuah as Toras Moshe, all the other Nevi'im, really, right? Ein Navi Rashai L'chadesh Davar Me'ata, right? The Navi is not allowed to give anything new, and it's all really about Hayisharut, meaning keeping us straight onto the path of Torah. So two things: the initial Rotzen Hashem, which you can only know through Nevuah, and secondly, keeping us in consonance with that Rotzen Hashem. And the Kuzari, when he gives his opening statement to the king, so Rabbi Alevi lists five ikrim, ikra emuna. So the king says, "Amar Kuzari, ro'ani ki achein ein li lishol ki masei hudim." Now, it's basically you probably know the story, right? The pagan king, but he's reluctant to ask the Jews because he says, obviously, they've been battered around by their exile. They have lost all their intellectual prowess. They don't have any of their prestige. They must be wrong because they're such small in number and everyone hates them. So basically, he forgets the Jews. So he gets a philosopher, he gets a Christian, he gets a Muslim. He doesn't like any of them. He says, okay, what can I do? I have to ask a Jew. Shem Sheiris Meisrael, they're the remnants of the Jewish people. That was a common view. In other words, you Christians and Muslims, you know, so it talks about Israelites in the Torah. So how could you be so? How could you look at the Jews as like, you know, how could you spit in their general direction, right? So what they'd say, well, there's the Israelites, yes, and then there's the Jews. Right? So the biblical Israelites and the current Jews, people don't link them together, right? Sometimes just because they're ignorant, or sometimes for theological reasons, they don't link us to the, right? Because that would mean a whole bunch of implications about their validity, etc. So we're She'eris Bnei Yisrael, we're the remnants of the original Israelites. I had a student, she was from Hong Kong, she was Ms. Geyer, and she said when she was a student in Hong Kong in high school, so they had a course on ancient civilizations. One of them was the Israelites. It never entered her mind that there were still actual Israelites alive. She knew there was a country called Israel, populated primarily by Jews, but there was no connection in her mind between the Israelites as she learnt about in her ancient civilizations class and the current Israelites of who she is now one. In other words, I see that everyone uses them as evidence that there is indeed a God and there was a revelation. So he goes and asks a Jewish rabbi, and this is what he says. These clearly are the words of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, right? Even according to those minority who would say he had some type of transcript to the debate, and you know, highly unlikely, but whatever. I feel more comfortable with Rabbi Yehuda Halevi than some anonymous rabbi, right, debating the king. So anyways, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi puts it this way: Ani mamin be'elokei Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov asher hoitzi es bnei Yisrael be'oisus u'moifsim mitzrayim v'chil kalein b'midbar v'inchilum es eres Kanaan acharei asher hevirim es hayam es hayardin b'moifsim rabim. So I believe in Hashem, who is the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, took the Jews out of Egypt with miracles and wonders to sustain them in the desert, etc. We'll, you know, obviously later on the Kuzari says that he's upset by this. We think we discussed this in the first Ikar, right? That the king is a little upset. He says, instead of telling me you believe in the God who created heaven, earth, space, time, the universe, etc., it's like, oh, he took this little tribe of people out of Egypt. Right? Okay. Very parochial. Right? Vashashalach aleim es Moshe b'torosoi, and who sent Moshe with his Torah to the Jews. So that's Nevuas. So first one is Hashem, Iker of belief in Hashem. Second is Nevuas Moshe, Maimon HaSinai. V'acharav Alfei Nevi'im. And afterwards, thousands of Nevi'im. Shekulam Karu El Torosoi B'Ya'adam Schar Toi V'chol Sham. All of them calling people to the Torah by promising reward. V'oinesh, and threatening punishment. L'chol Oivar Alea. So he's saying one of the ikrim is, the way he presents Judaism, is the belief that there were thousands of prophets who here again he also reiterating the words of the of Rabbi Yosef Albo, so to speak, that the purpose of the Nevi'im were two things: promise reward to those who fulfill the Torah, and threaten, so Yirmiyahu will come along and say, if you continue on this path, temple's going to be destroyed, and so on and so forth, right? So anachnu ma'aminim b'chol ha'kosuv b'Torah hazois, we believe everything that's written in the Torah. V'advarim aruchim, that's a lengthy, that's a great little two words to include the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Advarim aruchim, but details are a little lengthy, like the Babylonian Talmud, right? Okay, but basically the belief in, and when he says thousands of Nevi'im, that's because the Gemara says that there were a kiflayim kiyotze Mitzrayim. From the time we had Nevi'im, there were a double the amount of people came out. In other words, we're talking about 1,200,000 Nevi'im. Now, obviously, I don't know if that's meant to be understood literally as 1.2 million Nevi'im, maybe, right? Because there are lots of Nevi'im. What we have in terms of Nevi'im, the 48 men and the 7 women who are written down in the books of Nevuah by name, obviously only represent a small amount of the Nevi'im, because we know that during the days of Ahaz there were hundreds of Nevi'im who were hid in caves, Bnei HaNevi'im, right? And but the only Nevuah which is recorded is, as the Gemara says, Nevuah Hatzricha L'doiris, a Nevuah which is relevant to all people at all times. So could be that at the time of Yonah, which is very relevant, the whole idea of tshuva, etc., there may have been other nevuas in which Yonah tells Jews who have stocks invested in the Nineveh market, there's going to be a huge crash in a few days, right? So, right, the Nasdaq, the Nineveh index, is going to go down. So get your money out. That's not going to be recorded because that's totally irrelevant to us. That's like, right, it's completely. Some persons, I mean, and it may have been that possible before. Ramosha Shapiro maintains that one of the main purposes of the Nevi'im was people would go to them to find out what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. Yeah, sure, I know I have to keep the mitzvahs. Okay, but, and how do I, what's my role in life? It would be awesome, right? I mean, if you had someone who could tell you at a certain age, instead of at age 7, what do you want to be? I want to be a fire truck, right, etc. Right, one of my kids said that. Not a fireman, but a fire truck, right? So you could have a Novi come along. I had another friend in school who used to say he wanted to be a garbage collector. I said, "Whoa, he says he only worked 2 days a week." He was like, "Idiot, in your neighborhood." Okay, whatever. Anyway, but But you could have a Navi would be someone who'd tell you, you know, your job is to do this, you will be, right, etc. So that's awesome. That, again, that's not going to be recorded, because that's not relevant to me. You know, what some guy, right, you know, back 2,000 years ago, the Navi said, you should be learning, or you should be this, or whatever, I don't know, right? So again, not recorded. So we have, again, from the Rambam doesn't talk about the purpose of Nevuah. Rabbi Yosef Alba talks, and the Kuzari talk about the purpose, and they both agree, and that's from the Gemara Nadorim. There's basically, it's two types. There's the initial Nevuah, which is, what is Ratzon Hashem, for which you need Nevuah? Right. And secondly, right, how do you keep doing Ratzon Hashem in the face of adversity and the Yetzer Hara and so on and so forth? Okay, thanks. We'll see, obviously, that this is intrinsically connected to the whole idea of Avodah Zarah, because Nevuah was the main opposition force to Avodah Zarah, right, as we will see. So Hanukkah sugya as well. Okay. All right, have a good day. I'll see you around. Yep.